Frank, that's a real American tune. And having done a little research today, I'd like to surprise everybody with a few facts about one of our very first American tunes.
Yankee Doodle, huh, Marvin?
All right, as long as you're way ahead of me, when did Yankee Doodle first come out?
Well, Marv, the first known appearance of Yankee Doodle in print was in 1782, which furnishes you with a lovely opportunity to say that 22 years before that, in 1760, the Lorillard business was founded.
Oh, may I say it?
Not just yet, old man. 7 years before that, in 1775, when Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown, an American band played Yankee Doodle. Now, Marvin.
And 15 years before that, in 1760, the Lorillard business was founded.
And that was the year that Axel Stordahl wrote special lyrics for the tune of Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle came to town, the day was bright and sunny. He bought a pack of cigarettes, the kind with apple honey.
Not historically correct, perhaps, but historically it's a fact. When you light an Old Gold, you enjoy the savory, smooth-smoking goodness which results from nearly 2 centuries of tobacco experience.
200 years. Gee, that's a lot of years, Marvin.
You can say that again.
200 years. Gee, that's a lot of years, Marvin.
But for the most eloquent proof of all, light an Old Gold.
Ah, yes. For Old Gold is a blend of many choice tobaccos, enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor.
Mr. Sinatra, you make my work so pleasant, so easy.
Not me, Marvin. Old Golds. They're so easy to talk about because they're so nice and easy to smoke.